So I'm starting my fourth year, which is kind of liberating, because third year was hard. There's a lot of, you were at the bottom of the totem pole, and at the beginning I felt like I had to know everything, and I put a lot of pressure on myself, and then I slowly realized that it was okay if I didn't know things, but it was still, like, I just felt like a lot got pushed on us. And I'm hoping that this year will be a little different, even maybe like from the personal perspective, like there will be less self pushing. Like I feel like that's part of it, just being in this role. We were joking today during our teaching elective, like the professor asked us when was the first time that we were afraid to fail, like when did, and I remembered. I had to go to Russian math camp when I was a kid, and I think that was probably where it was. Or at least, like, that's what my memories of fear of learning are tied to. So there might be a little of that, like, cultural stuff involved. There were a lot of rewarding moments in terms of interacting with patients. Like, I think that that comes naturally to me. And the hardest part for me was seeing the variety in how different people who I work with interact with patients. And also sort of like accepting that that's how it is. Like, I guess I came into med school pretty idealistic too, thinking that, like, oh, okay, we're all gonna just be there all the time for our patients. But like, this year has made me realize that that's not always possible and not always true, and people aren't always at their best and aren't always on, and that's okay because everyone's human. And but it was hard to see because it sort of broke my mold of how I expected things to be, and that's always hard when you have expectations. And so I wonder how that's going to play out, like when I go into even further training, because a friend of mine told me that during her intern year, she found herself like no longer caring about that anymore, just seeing how it's that is the way things are. And I wonder if I'm going to reach that too, or if there's a different place for me to go. As a physician, like, that you don't always have time to like really delve in and really care about your patients. And I'm not ready to accept that that's the way it has to be. Like, 98% of the time when I'm interacting with patients and when I'm personally interacting with people, I feel like I can be there. And like, even if I don't have the time, like, I try to just be present for what they're going through and what they're feeling, even if it's not, I can't like delve into their whole life story. On my medicine rotation, there's a patient who was this like really eccentric, like 60-year-old man who he was there for some sort of GI infection, but he had a history of HIV, and I remember, like, I talked to him for a really long time in the morning, and he was telling me about, like, these concerts that he went to, and how he used to hang out with, like, Keith Richards, and all this kind of fun stuff. And so I just, like, I had a good time talking to him. And then the intern who saw the patient, she, I guess, was, you know, she had more to do and she was more in a rush. And so I remember we both present, or she started talking about the patient to our attending. And I was like, and I interrupted. I was like, oh, I saw him. Can I say what I saw? And like, I remember my perspective on him and like just the story that I had to tell was very different from the story that she had to tell. And it just had to do with our, I guess, our relationships with him. And so I guess that sort of illustrates, like, am I, it's, I guess I still sort of have a fear, like, am I going to become like this intern? Like, I won't have time to have a relationship with someone, and then I might skip something. The way that we presented the case did somehow impact, like, the treatment, and I don't remember exactly how that was, but I remember being shocked by that and thinking, like, oh gosh, like, if I hadn't been here, it would have had a slightly different outcome. I guess I worry, like, I don't want to be that type of person who, like, doesn't have time to talk to someone and then I miss something because of that. do some people stop worrying about it? Like, do some people go through what I'm going through and then at some point they think, oh no, I'm not really sure how that transition would happen. A friend of mine who just finished her intern year, and she felt like she was just so busy all the time that she didn't have time to stop. And like her goal was to do the best for her patients, but that wasn't always, that didn't mean necessarily like caring about them or being there for them. The Valent groups, they were created somewhere, I think in Europe, to have healthcare workers get together and talk about their experiences. And it's led by, they're led by like someone in psychology who helps guide the group into trying to understand what other members of that like that case or that situation might have been feeling. So it's kind of, the goal is to try to get into the patient's shoes and maybe other people in the room and process a situation differently if it's on your mind. So they have these Valent groups for the family medicine residency program, and we were the first med students up here, so they decided to try them on us. And they were kind of hard because we, like, all week we were learning, and then had to, like, slow down and actually stop and process. And there was definitely a little bit of cynicism that I took part in, but overall, like, I did value hearing my colleagues' stories, and I think they were probably most helpful for the people who shared the stories. Like, it gives you a chance to process what's going on around you. They were a really cool concept, but for some reason, I don't know if they accomplished their goal with us. I think they did in some way. The other hard thing was they brought things up, but I felt like then I left with all those feelings and I didn't always have like closure. Sometimes like I'll go swimming and I'll find myself crying even though I'm not sad. Like it'll just be like a way of processing and I don't even have thoughts attached to that. It's just happening and I'm okay with that. Like I'll just let it happen. So that I think helps me process. Like, I've never really used the word trauma to address what I'm going through. Like, I don't know if I have all the tools and the language to express what I'm feeling. I just write down what happens every now and then. But, you know, it doesn't always come. Like, sometimes you have things that come out through writing. Sometimes you don't. I guess something that I've also become aware of is that if you aren't using those kind of avenues to process what you're feeling, like as a third year med student, we get exposure to all different kinds of clinics and offices and floors. And it's interesting to see how they all have different dynamics. And in some people get along really well. And in some there's a lot of like gossip and bickering and things that aren't necessarily positive, productive ways of processing experience. But I wonder if those are also just ways that people channel what they're feeling. And yes, it might not always be most productive or, you know, it might be directed at someone and that never feels good, but like it might just be a way of channeling what people are feeling. The same friend who told me about her intern year, when I was starting third year, she said, this is your chance to see, you know, all different kinds of people in medicine and all kinds of role models and to decide which one you want to be like and take the things that you like and want to model and leave the things that you don't. So I'm hoping to refine that a little more in fourth year and I guess to come into myself having enough comfort with the clinical skills so that I can be most myself when interacting with patients. I guess I wish, like, part of me wishes I could fast forward a couple years and, like, see how I'm gonna see things then, but I guess that's part of the journey.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.